Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Welcome, everyone, to the house of God. Welcome to the house of the Lord. And all of you joining us right now online, my name is Pastor Teddy Santos from Baltimore Christian Faith Center in Randallstown, Maryland. Good to be in the house of God once again on this beautiful snowy morning. Very light snow. It stopped snowing already. But we'll pray for some more snow, right? Or hopefully I'm not by myself in that prayer. Anyhow, God is so good. God is awesome. I want to get started right away in the Word of God this morning. Shall we begin?
Yes.
Amen. Lord, we love you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we adore you. I thank you, Lord, for the gathering right now of your people, Lord, in this wonderful house, this place, Lord, where we call upon your name, where we exalt your holy name, where your name, Lord, is glorified every single time, Lord, we come together. Lord, you alone, you take precedence. And I thank you that you have priority, Holy Spirit. Have your way, Lord, here this morning. I pray, Lord, that you will speak and minister to your people watching right now online. May you speak to them, Lord, in a profound, special way. I pray, Lord, that as we study your word this morning, may you, Holy Spirit, open up our understanding, our comprehension, and our hearts to receive what you are saying, Lord, for us today. Thank you. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Turn with me, please, to Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3, and we're going to start reading verse 7. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's read. Proverbs chapter 3. Starting in verse 7, it says, "Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord. Fear the Lord and depart from evil." And then it gives an explanation. "It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones." Amen?
Amen?
One can look at this, these two set of verses here, or these two verses, this set of verses, and look at it as a promise. One can look at it as a command. But whether you look at it as a command or as a promise, one thing is inevitable. It is conditional. However you choose to look at it, this is something that is conditional. What is? What is the conditional part? For one, depart from evil. Stay away from it. Avoid it like the plague. Amen?
Amen?
And the next key thing also that goes hand in hand with that is fear the Lord. And once you meet those requirements, once you do both of those things, the Word of God right now is promising you that you will acquire health. Not just to your physical flesh, not just to your physical bones, but also your spiritual life. Amen?
Amen?
I believe I might be talking about this for the next couple of weeks. I don't know if I'm going to get through everything here today, but I want to first put emphasis on the most important part here. We are always after the benefits. We are always after the results. But we cannot ignore what gets us there. First, I want to talk about wisdom. Okay? It's great to have knowledge. Knowledge is a necessity. But it is amazing when we have wisdom. And for us, for people who acquire wisdom, you have to remember one thing. Wisdom comes from God. And it comes from God alone. It doesn't come from yourself. Okay? Wisdom is imparted by the Lord, and it comes from Him. That's one thing that we must always, always remember. When you forget, when you ignore, when you choose to ignore that wisdom does not come, that doesn't come from God, one thing happens. The result of that is called pride. You become prideful. You ignore right now the true, how can I say, source. I'll say source. Your source of wisdom is God. When you remove God from all of this, you become prideful. And when we become prideful, what is this saying? What is the good old saying? As a matter of fact, it's found in the Word of God. Pride comes before the fall. The fall. And a fall is never a good thing, right? Unless if you are, I guess, falling in love, right? With your spouse, with your wife, with your husband. But generally, when you take a fall, you scrape your knee. You get all banged up. You get cuts and bruises. You can break a bone. All types of things. Some people fall, and they can't get back up. They don't have the energy to come back up. And so now you know that the cause, one of the main causes for someone to fall, is pride. Analyze that for just a moment, and let that sink in for just a moment. If in case, maybe any one of us here, or you that's watching online right now, if you have experienced a fall right now in your life, could it be because of pride issue? Think about it. I pray that the Holy Spirit minister to you right now. But we must always remember, here in a topic of conversation, that God is the one that gives wisdom. I'm going to back this statement up with Proverbs chapter 2, verse 6. I'll go ahead and take that, please. Proverbs 2, 6. It says, "For the Lord gives wisdom." Amen. "From His mouth comes knowledge and understanding." Amen? Where does knowledge and understanding come from? God, from the Lord. Wisdom comes out of the lips of the God that we serve. It is all due to Him. It is all due to our God. Similarly, I'm going to pair this one with the very next chapter, Proverbs 3:5, that says this: "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not in your own understanding." We all know this verse, right? Maybe the first two verses you might have read maybe once upon a time or twice, but we all know this verse here. For us to trust in the Lord, and it's very precise, with all of our heart. And it's not just left in there. It says, don't lean on what you know. When you lean on something, you're trusting in something. Amen. Right? Right now, often you might see me on the live stream, you guys here, me lean like this. Right? I put my one hand in my pocket, and I lean my elbow right over here, and I put a little bit of weight in here, and I relax a little bit, and I speak. If I ever suspected that this thing was not sturdy, I would not lean on it. Right? And you wouldn't either. Because what would happen? If I was suspect that this thing was not put together right, if this thing gave away, I'd be a little bit embarrassed in front of camera. Because then I would fall. So when I slightly lean on this, what am I doing? I am placing my trust on this stand right now that this thing is not going to give up on me. I am trusting on it, right? The Word of God right now says, trust in the Lord with everything that you have, with all of your heart.
Yes, Lord.
And furthermore, lean not on what you know and what you don't understand. Rather, trust in God. But there's more to this. To trust the Lord with all of your heart, wholeheartedly, means not relying in what you know, as the insights that you might have. Because your insights and your understanding, they are, can I say, they're insufficient. They are lacking. You need more. You see, the ways of God, His ways, are beyond your understanding. His ways are beyond your comprehension. But notice, yet He is trustworthy. Do you agree or not? I don't think you truly grasp what I'm trying to say right now. The Word of God is saying now for us not to trust in our own understanding. And the Word of God also says that God's ways and thoughts are not the same as ours. His ways are not our ways. His thoughts is not our thoughts. His thoughts are higher than ours. But yet we can trust Him. Right? What do you call that? When you actually trust something that you don't understand. Faith. It's faith. It can't be anything else. You are right now placing faith in someone or something. How many times you might have said in your life, I don't know how you're going to do it, but just get it done. Right? You might have said this to a lawyer. You have no idea how they're going to win the case for you, but you trust them to work for you on your behalf to get something in your favor. But you have no idea. You might have told this to a mechanic. I don't know how you're going to fix this, but here's the car. Give me a call when it's done. You have faith that they're going to fix the problem, even though you have no understanding about mechanics. You understand the analogy that I'm making, correct? Placing your trust on something that is higher than you, which is placing your trust in God, in Jesus, in the Holy Spirit. But the condition is this: you have to do it with all of your heart. Because if you don't do it with all of your heart, then there is no trust. I'm going to also go on a limb here and say, there is no faith either. Yes, I'm going to trust, but I'm going to be a little bit reserved. I'm just going to hold back a little bit, because if in case something doesn't work out fine, I'm going to fall back on this. Well, you're not trusting God with all of your heart. Does that make sense? In my opinion, it's borderline an insult to our God. What, you don't think that I'm able to come through? Do you think I'm going to make a mistake? Do you think I'm going to come short? That you understand what I'm trying to say? Even though we might not understand God and His thoughts and His ways, yet He is 100% trustworthy. Isaiah 55, 8 and 9 is what I've been quoting here for the last couple of minutes. It says this, "For my thoughts," meaning the Lord, "are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Amen? Amen. My thoughts are not your thoughts. That's why you have to trust in the Lord at all times. "Neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord." The Lord wants us to take the path and the way that He wants us to go that we don't know yet, but for that, we must trust the Lord with all of our heart. You see how that works? You don't know the ways of God, the plans that He has for your life, but yet you have to trust Him to take you there.
Hallelujah.
And in order for that to happen, it requires faith in the Lord, faith in God. And all the wisdom that you can acquire cannot replace the need to completely trust in the superiority of our God. It doesn't matter how smart you are. It doesn't matter how much wisdom you think you might have, how much academically you have accomplished in your life. It doesn't matter what you can bring up. It is just not going to equal out trusting in God. You see how that works? Amen. This is the foundation right now. This is the base of this morning's teaching. It's the trusting in the Lord and the importance of it. But now, I want to talk about your heart. Earlier we read, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not in your own understanding," in Proverbs 3, 5. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Are you able to trust in the Lord with all of your heart? Well, what does heart mean? Trust in the Lord with all of your, you understand that part, but what does the heart part mean? I like it. That's one of them. Your emotions, your feelings. What else? Your heart. No. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. With all of your heart. Let's keep it simple right now. Emotions. It was mentioned here earlier. Heart. In Hebrew, the primary meaning here of the word heart is one's emotion. Your emotion. I think all of us are going to agree that we are led most of the time, through our emotion. Some might call it a gut feeling, right? Some might call it instinct. You might even trust your intellect, your understanding, based upon, it could be a variety of things, experience, what you might have read, what you might have seen somebody else go through, right? So you make your decisions based upon that. But your emotions, you trust your emotions. Why? Because you have the best in mind for yourself. You trust that your emotions, is not going to trick you, mislead you, your emotions. They're not going to mislead you. Correct? True or not?
True.
True. Amen. Am I speaking with like super holy people here today? Like, yeah, Pastor, I trust the Lord with all my emotions. Wait now. Hold on a minute. Let me show you here right now. Proverbs 12, 25. Proverbs 12, 25 says, "Anxiety in the heart of man causes what? depression. But a good word makes it glad. Amen? Amen. Anxiety is an emotional expression. Anxiety is an emotional state. When you apply this type of, and I'll go ahead and say it, toxic emotion, toxic feeling, you are automatically removing faith, your faith out of a particular equation. Sometimes, at times, it is inevitable. Sometimes we are faced with something that is greater than what you are, that is greater than, that is, I'll say it this way, it is overwhelming. It is beyond your comprehension, and the natural feeling that you're going to experience is anxiety, the feeling of anxiety. And if you let anxiety linger for a long time, it's going to lead into sadness, depression. It's going to lead you ultimately to a pit that a lot of people is not able to come out of. And notice that the one thing that changes someone's anxiety state of mind is a good word. And how ironic it is that we have an awesome word in front of us that we can lean on. Amen. Correct? Amen. The Word of God. Very often we always refer to going back to the Word of God, leaning in the Word of God, studying, knowing the Word of God, keeping the Word of God in your heart. Amen. I have stored your Word in my heart, so I would not sin against you. Right? I believe it was Acha who said this in the Psalms. It's the Psalms of Acha. I have kept your word in my heart, so I would not sin against you. The word of God. Only a positive word from the Lord can change every single thing. But what I want to focus on is a state of the heart, your emotions. When God says, trust in me with all of your heart, he's also saying, don't let your heart become anxious by what you see in front of you, because you don't know what I'm about to do right now concerning that. You don't know my ways. You don't know the thoughts, the plans, the victory that is right around the corner from that. You can't see it right now, but I need you to trust in me. Instead of falling into anxiety. You see how that works? This is how God deals with us when it comes to trials and tribulations. But more often, your understanding, your intellect, your discernment is going to want to kick in, is going to want to engage, and you're going to want to do something without consulting the Lord. Without knowing if that is the best outcome for you. You're going to want to do something that you want to do, which now we're talking about will and willpower. Amen? Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 15, verse 14. The Word of God says this, the heart of him who has understanding seeks knowledge, but the mouth of fools feeds on foolishness. Amen. You are receiving understanding today. On a weekly basis, you receive understanding from the Word of God. The Word of God is dissected, it is explained, it is giving different meanings. Different true meanings of the original verbiage, what God is trying to say. The Word of God, how do I say? The Word of God connects from cover to cover. It all links in. And once you have the understanding of the Most High, you start receiving knowledge that comes from God. And now, if you let anxiety, if you let depression, if you let worry, sadness rule your emotions, right now you are just feeding on toxic things, on things that are foolish. A heart awareness and a proper response to God will help prevent corruption in your heart, will help prevent pride in your heart. All of this is stemmed from the fear of God. And what is the result when you do all these things? The Lord is going to give you health. The Lord is going to give you vigor. The Lord is going to lead your way. He's going to guide you. Amen?
Amen.
Imagine right now. Imagine your world. Your world right now. I'm not going to talk about the entire world. I'm not talking about your county, your city, your state, your country. Your world. You. Imagine a world, meaning your world, without anxiety. Think about it for just a moment. How much better would you be? That's pretty cool, right? It'll be a brand new world. Just the thought right now of my question that I just presented. Just the thought of living a life anxiety-free is one that brings happiness to your life right now.
Amen.
Happy, these are happy thoughts. A world, and let me just say this. I mean, I'm being propelled to say this right now. If you think that this world will only exist once we get to heaven, I'm going to disagree with you right now. I'm going to disagree with you right now. I can easily bring up an example right now with the Apostle Paul. An innocent man who spent several years in prison, in jail, and not the comfortable ones. I'm talking about dungeons, lack of sunlight, being in one place without being able to move a muscle for days at a time. You don't have a bathroom, you don't have a restroom, you don't have a shower. You're stuck in there. In some of these places that I have heard about from people who have visited Paul's prisons in Italy, in Rome, in various different areas. And Paul yet says, in the midst of all these things, of all these struggles, and all these circumstances, and he lists them, I am more than a conqueror.
Yes.
I am beyond victorious.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen?
To someone who did not deserve to be, who was clearly persecuted, yet he says he is beyond a victor. What does that say? A state of the heart, a state of mind. You think anxiety is something that troubled him?
No.
I venture to say no. Amen?
Amen?
So, even though we go through ups and downs, we should never experience anxiety in our life, sadness, depression, because God's ways is higher than what you see right now, that the way that you're going through right now. You might think about this, and it might cause you anxiety. It might cause you depression. But right now, the Lord is saying that His thoughts is higher than what you're thinking about right now. And this is why you need to trust in the Lord with all of your heart, with all of your emotion.
Yes.
I'll tell you right now, a life without anxiety, for me, I could guarantee you right now, that my hair wouldn't be as gray. That's the very first sign. I got gray coming in my beard. I got gray coming in my head right now. You know, some people, you ever notice people that don't have much of a stressful life, they have less wrinkles? They don't wrinkle as much, right? And gray hair, they sleep good. You know, they're fit. That's amazing. This is healthy for us. This is still how to keep your healing, you know, Tuesday, how to keep your healing service, right?
Amen.
And part of keeping your physical health, your emotional health, your mental health is to remove stress, is to relieve, rid of anxiety. Your own physical, your doctor will tell you the same thing. Will he not? Will she not? They'll tell you, stop stressing. Do things that are, go and laugh. Go have a good time. Take a vacation. Enjoy yourself. Rid yourself from anxiety, from depression, from
Amen.
All these oppressions and all these things.
Yes, Lord. Come on.
But the very best advice coming directly from the Word of God is this. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. Amen?
Amen.
It shall be health to your bones.
Thank you, God.
Health to your flesh and to your bones. Praise God.
Praise God.
Amen. I want to close out here this morning. In Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 through 22. I'll go ahead and take that, please. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are life to those who find it, and health to all their flesh. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The Word of God this morning is straight to the point. It is a reminder because I've preached on several of these verses before. And I have taught on anxiety, on depression, the Word of God, the benefits of the Word of God, a positive word. Right now, this is a reminder for us to, first of all, let's truly trust in the Lord. And let us have a clear understanding of what trusting in the Lord is. Place your emotions behind it. Lean on it. Amen? You're not going to lean on that wall over there if you didn't think that wall was secure. If you thought that wall over there was going to tumble over on the side, you wouldn't lean up against it. You would not rest up against it, would you? If you're leaning on something, you are resting on something. Here's another revelation for you. To rest in God. Right? When the Word of God says, you know, to rest upon the Lord, this is what it means. To lean upon the Lord. Lean what? Your emotions. Otherwise, your heart. Place your emotions. Place your feelings upon God. Give Him everything. And trust that the Lord will see you through and through. Amen?
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word this morning. We thank you, Lord, so much for your instructions. We thank you, Lord, so very much for what you are saying to us today. For us not to fear, for us not to doubt, for us always not to trust in things that we know, but trust in you, Lord, at all times, and knowing that you will see the best for us. I pray, Lord, that we will learn to do just that. Sometimes, Lord, we have a tendency to ignore these things, to give more emphasis on what we can see and experience opposed to what we don't understand, what we don't see or comprehend. But this is what it means, Lord, to have faith in you. And knowing, Lord, that you are there through and through. Blessed be your holy name, Lord, forever. Thank you, Lord, for these instructions. And may, Lord, we start living lives worry-free, anxiety-free, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. God bless you.
Give the Lord a big clap again. He's worthy to be praised. Let's continue to worship the Lord with our tithe and offering. Amen. I will praise him for everlasting. Everlasting to everlasting, I will praise him from everlasting. Everlasting to everlasting, I will praise him from everlasting. Everlasting to everlasting, I will praise him from everlasting. Everlasting to everlasting. Lift your hands unto the Lord. Lord, we thank you. We worship you. You are the Alpha, you are the Omega. You are the beginning, you are the end. Father, we present this before you, Lord. Let there be open heavens. Pour more blessings upon your people, Lord, that they have to open many more bank accounts to spread your gospel to all corners of the world. Father, this, as we present this, Father, increase and multiply. For the divine purpose to spread your gospel to all the around corners of the whole world. Thank you, Father, for we know you have answered our prayers. Blessed be your holy name, now and forevermore, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Give the Lord.